We've been bringing you stories from Canada's Northwest Territories told by Indigenous people from the community of Yellowknife. The Turning Point series, in partnership with the Global Reporting Center, features personal accounts of life, addiction, and recovery. One account is from former radio broadcaster and longtime Yellowknife resident William Greenland, a counselor at the Arctic Indigenous Wellness Foundation. For this Father's Day, we bring you a letter he reads to his son on lessons learned and life ahead.
My boy, I want to tell you a story. And I want to share some of the things that I had to learn to get to where I am today. Well, you know, son, I seen you when you were born. I gave you your name, Will, and I never seen you again until you were about 5 years old. And I seen you for the first time, and you came up and you gave me a hug. We hugged each other for a while, and I told you I was your dad. And I never seen you again, son. I never seen you again for a long, long, long time. There was things that happened to me personally as a child I wish never happens to any other kid. The drinking began when I was 12 years old. So drinking was something that was made me forget about things that happened to me. So it started at an early age, very early age, and it progressively got worse. And as I grew older, I got more into dope. I got into sniffing glue a lot, and we stole it from the store in Inuvik to do it. And it wasn't, it wasn't good. It really took over my life. I was abusive. I did what my dad did. I did what my brothers did and my sisters did. You know, drinking and fighting all the time. As a young boy, that's what we thought. That's what we had to do. That's the way it is to be a man. So the turning point for me was to stop the cycle of abusing myself with alcohol so I could give my son a good future. For you, son, to have a good relationship with me. That's why I made that decision to say that's it. But it wasn't easy. I had to pray. I prayed really hard and asked Creator to help me get through this. I said, remind me, put me somewhere, do something for me that I'll never forget this day. Those reminders today are the people that are on the streets who are drinking all the time. I ask Creator to put those kind of people in front of me every day so I'll never forget, and that way I'll never have to go back there again. After I sobered up, I wanted to get back on the radio because that's all I knew. So I bugged them enough times, and the boss looks at me. She says, do you want a job, William? I said, yeah. She says, well, you're on the air in 5 minutes.
Good morning. It's 3.5 minutes after 7 on this Thursday morning.
What? It went on like that for a while, and I kept on doing my show, and then all of a sudden the boss calls me in. She says, William, we need to talk to you. I said, okay. She gave me this envelope, and I said, oh. And I looked at it, and it was a plane ticket, and I said, what's going on? So I opened it up, and I looked at it, and said, Yellowknife, Inuvik. I said, there's no return on there. And she said, yeah. She says, William, looking at your work history, we fired you a number of times in the past. Said, let's not make it another time. If you decide to drink again, William, come and get this plane ticket and don't come back. One day I said, that's it. I'm going to go out and get freaking drunk. I'm going to get some booze. I'm going to get some dope. I'm going to find some girls. And I'm just going to say, f*** it. And I was on my way home and I was thinking, before I buy any booze or any drugs or call anybody, I got to go back to the radio station and get that plane ticket. I looked everywhere on the front desk. I was digging through the shelves, the desk. I spent a couple hours digging around there, and I couldn't find it. Well, the evening rolled around, and I got tired, and I went to sleep, and I woke up Sunday morning, and I wasn't hungover. And I didn't go partying. I didn't have any booze. I didn't have anybody around with me, but I felt good. And at this time, a couple of years gone by, the boss had quit. Moved on to another job, And I hadn't seen her in like 3 years. So I bump into her. I told her, I said, thank you so much. She said, what for? I said, do you remember that plane ticket you gave me? She said, yeah. What happened? I said, I still can't find it. I told her. I'm happy to say today, it's 14 years that I haven't had a drink. I'm still looking for that plane ticket.
When we talked about my healing journey, you were a big part of it because I didn't want anything to happen. I didn't want to see you see me drink. I wanted to be a good example. Is it good for you to see that?
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
I was very surprised, yeah.
Yeah?
Son, I did this because I love you. I did this because I love you so much. I tell this story because I want to give it to you. I want you to make a right decision in your life before you end up the way I ended up. And in 14 years of my sobriety today, son, I'm still trying to be the best father to you. Because I love you.